we ask Brother Andrew Liao to come and give us his God's word. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这个周末呢, 是我们教会的退休会。
This weekend is our church retreat.
我们教会很多的弟兄姐妹都到Asheville附近的一个营地参加教会所举行的这样的一个退休会。
Many brothers and sisters in Christ are at a campsite near Asheville attending the retreat.
不过也感谢神, 让我们没有去参加的人, 今天早上能够在这边一起有一个联合崇拜的一个机会。
We're very grateful to God that for those brothers and sisters that are here, that we have an opportunity to worship together.
虽然我们没有去到那么远的地方呢, 但是盼望今天早上在这里, 我们的身心灵, 也能够在这里借着神的同在, 神的话语, 神的感动, 能够有一个退休的机会。
Although we did not go far, but hopefully our body, mind, and spirit, though here, through God's presence, God's word, and moving of God's spirit, we also can again feel rested, reminded, refreshed, and renewed.
是的,我们盼望能够得享安息,得门提醒,重新得力。 而且有新的开始,刚刚说的 rested, reminded, refreshed, and renewed. 我们盼望今天早上在这个地方,我们也有我们自己的退休会。
Yes, we hope that today here we also have our own retreat. May our spirits be again rested, reminded, refreshed, and renewed.
好不好,我们开始之前,我们还是来到神的面前,我们来做一个祷告。
Let us go to the throne of God again to pray.
亲爱的天父,我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
虽然我们每天非常非常的忙碌, 但是你为我们设立安息日。
Although we're very busy daily, but you have set aside this day of rest for us.
让我们有机会不只是我们身心灵得以休息。
That we will have opportunity, mind, spirit, and soul to get rested.
更是让我们能够重新更新,把我们的眼目专注在神你的身上。
But that will be refreshed and renewed, and we can refocus our eyes upon you.
你知道我们每一个人现在的境况。
You know our situations.
你知道我们每天面对的挑战难处。
You know our daily challenges and troubles.
你知道我们每个人心里深处的难处, 我们的困苦, 我们的委屈。
You know all our troubles and cares.
但是今天早上盼望用你的大光再一次来光照我们。
But today we pray that your light will shine upon us.
愿你的大能再一次举起我们。
Your power will lift us up.
再一次打开我们心灵的眼睛。
You open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看清楚神你要我们看见的。
So we can see what you want us to see.
也让我们在我们的生命当中做你要我们所做的。
That you will take the leadership role in our lives and tell us to do what we need to do.
愿你的话语信息今天早上临到我们心里。
May your words be upon us.
也改变我们的生命。
Transform our lives.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In this we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们现在每个人的生活都非常非常的忙碌。
I know all of us have very busy lives these days.
过去我们华人聚在一起, 我们的问候方式很有意思, 我们常会问一句话说, 你吃过饭没有?
In the past, when Chinese people meet, they we often ask, have you eaten yet?
我记得我每次打电话回去台湾给我的母亲, 她在电话第一句话也是说, 你吃过饭没有?
I remember when I called my mom, her first question always, have you eaten yet?
但是我们最近问候语不太一样了。
But lately, when we ask one another, we don't ask that question
anymore. 我打电话给我妈妈,我妈妈问我第一句话是,
When I call my mom's first question now is,
忙不忙啊?
Are you busy these days?
最近我们不再说吃过饭没有,我们最近在问说,你最近忙不忙?
We don't ask each other, have you eaten yet? We ask each other, are you busy?
我们忙吗? 当然忙。
Are you busy? Of course we're busy.
我们的专业工作忙。
We're very busy professionally.
以前美国有一部电影叫做 Nine to Five.
There used to be a movie called Nine to Five.
现在从来没有听说有人是工作 Nine to Five 的。
These days, we don't hear about that schedule anymore.
在亚洲，其实美国也有一种 convenience store 方便店叫 7-Eleven。
There's a store over the world called 7-Eleven.
因为我们现在工作从早上七点钟到晚上十一点都需要工作。
These days, a lot of people work from 7 to 11.
我知道很多人在 IT 的行业工作，我们有一个口号是 24/7。
I know a lot of us who work in the IT industry, we actually work 24/7.
我们工作的时间越来越长，越来越长。
Our work schedule gets longer all the time.
有一次我要开车去工作的时候呢，看到有一部车忽然很快的超我过去。
One time when I was driving to work, I saw a car sped past me.
他的牌照是自己选的。
His license plate was chosen by himself.
上面写着 I am late.
The license plate says 我迟到了。
我在 IBM 的停车场下班出来的时候，看到停了很多车在那个地方。
In the IBM parking lot one time, I saw another car.
我耳中还想着我的 manager 跟他说，你回到家以后你还要如何如何，因为我们是 24/7.
I was thinking in my mind what my boss was saying, all the things I have to do once I get home is like 24/7.
忽然看到一部车子牌照也是自己选的。
I saw a license plate and also chosen by the owner.
他写说 Mom 24/7.
And it says, Mom 24/7.
我们不只是专业工作忙。
We're not only busy professionally.
我们的家里工作也非常忙。
At home, we're also very busy.
我们来到教会团契小组，我们还是很忙。
When we get to church and fellowships and small groups, we're also still busy.
每一件事情都很忙，都非常非常的快。
Everything is busy, busy, busy. Had to be done quickly.
在中文我们常说忙碌呢
？But in Chinese, when we say busy,
会带来茫茫然
，will bring about fuzzy mind.
久了以后，我们就盲目了。
After a while, we become blind.
同样的，忙忙忙。
In Chinese, they all sound the same: busy, fuzzy, blind.
是的，我们很忙。但是今天早上呢，我们盼望借着刚刚所读的经文，能够来让神提醒我们，有几件事情在忙碌中是不可少的。
Yes, even though we're very busy these days, we hope that today we'll ponder together what are the things that are essential.
耶稣在这故事最后说，有一件事是不可少的。
At the end of this story, Jesus concluded by saying, "Few things are needed, but only one is needed."
盼望我们今天早上一起来思想，这不可少的是什么
？Let us ponder this morning. What are the few essential things?
按我们刚刚所读的这个故事记载，耶稣和他的门徒有一次到了一个村庄，有一家人接待他们。
Described in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus and his disciples went to a village and were received by a family there.
这家人有一对姐妹，姐姐叫马大，妹妹叫玛利亚。
Included in the family was a pair of sisters, the older named Martha, the younger called Mary.
耶稣在那里分享信息的时候，玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前听，但是马大在忙着各样接待所需要的工作。
When Jesus was sharing the gospel, Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened, while Martha was busy doing all the needed preparations related to the reception.
中文的翻译写说马大伺候的事多，但是他的英文写说All the preparations that had to be made. 是的，我们每一个人生活当中都有很多需要做的事情。
In the Chinese version, it talks about all the things that Martha did, but they're all needed. Just like our daily lives, we're doing a lot of needed things.
真的，就像我们不要忘记，马大在这边做的是 that had to be made, 是需要的。
What Martha did were all needed to be done.
但是这边英文又提到一个中文没有翻得很清楚，中文说心里忙乱，但是英文有一个 key word 叫做 distracted.
In the Chinese version, it talks about her heart being distraught or troubled, but in English it says that she was distracted.
我们中文会说分心，或是说我们转移了我们的注意力。
Chinese says we're distracted, our focus is removed.
是什么样子的分心呢？是怎么样的转移我们的注意力呢？我们要回到这两个字，就是工作 跟服事。
What kind of distraction? We forget what God entrusted us is service and not work. So let us review these two words together.
平常我们在讲话的时候，特别是我们基督徒，常常把这两个字混在一起。我们不太注意说什么是工作，什么是服事。
A lot of times we mingle these two words. We don't pay attention what is work, what is service.
很多人以为我们在专业上所做的是工作。
We all think what we do professionally is work.
我们在家里做的呢，也是工作。
At home, what we do is also work.
但是我们来到教会所做的，我们才是服事。
What we do at church, that's service.
不管是查经、诗班、关怀、照顾小孩、预备饭食、接送、接待，这些才是服事。
Whether it be working in the kitchen, Bible studying, singing choir, carrying ministry, nursery, providing rice, all of these are considered service when it's done at church.
但我觉得服事不是看我们所做的事情。
But I don't think service depends on what we do.
而是我们做这些事情，我们的心态是如何。
But really depend on how our attitudes were when we were doing them.
有一个定义给服事的定义是说，是我们带着哪一种心态呢？是仆人帮助人的心态。为什么而做呢？是因着爱心而做。为谁而做呢？是为我们的神而做。目的是什么？使我们周围的人得好处和祝福。
There is a definition about service. Real service is to help people.With the mentality of doing it out of love for God, so that others may benefit and be blessed.
所以有一个很重要的是因着爱心为神而做。
So the important thing is because of the love of God and to do it for the sake of God.
而且有一个仆人帮助人的心态，随时在我们心中会想说，我怎么样来帮助对方
？It's with that servant mentality of helping people.Always asking in one's heart, how can I help you?
所以如果即使在我们的专业工作上，我们去工作，我们去上班，我们甚至去打工，做每一件事情，有这样子的心态的时候，其实就变成是我们的服事。
So even in the workplace, as long as we have this mentality of helping others as we work, it's really service.
我们家里有很多的 housework 家事，但是我们带着这样的心态去做的时候，那会变成是我们的服事。
The chores that we do at home, they're called houseworks, but if we do it with this mentality, becomes a service.
我特别要专注在为神而做，因为很多的时候我们是为人而做，为人而做到最后我们会伤心，会失望。
I must emphasize at this point that is.To do it for the sake of God, for the love of God, because if we do it all for our own benefits, we will get discouraged.
所以我们的专业工作，我们的家里的工作，也可能是服事。
So what we do at workplace, at home, it could all be service to God.
但是反过来，我们在教会所做的，如果是因着希望别人称赞。
Conversely, if we have done in the church, it's To gain men's praise,
是为了责任，是为了义务。
It's because of obligation, our responsibility.
为了自己的好处。
For our own benefit.
那只是工作，那不是服事。
Then that is work, not service.
所以我平常来到教会，我有些时候会领诗，我今天在这边分享信息。
So sometimes I lead a choir, sometimes I'm preaching from the pulpit.
有些时候是我的工作
，maybe my responsibility。
但是随着心态的改变，它可能是服事。
But it can be a service depending on his attitude。
今天我们在专业工作上，在家庭里，甚至在教会团契里，我们做的到底是我们的工作，还是我们的服事
？Today, let me ask you: When we work in the office or do the chores at home or serve at church, is it work or is it service?
我们所专注的所 focused 是我们外在的工作呢还是我们内在的动机
Are we focusing on the external activities or are we focusing on the internal motive?
我觉得马大刚开始在做这些事情的时候我相信他是因着爱心为神而做的服事
I'm sure when Martha started she was full of love for Jesus all of love she was doing it
但是在这些忙碌当中让他分心了
But because she was so busy, she got distracted.
她看到了只是这些做不完的工作。
All she saw was all the work yet to be done.
所以我想我们在忙碌当中，我们第一个要提醒我们自己的，就是不要让我们的工作转移了我们的注意力，让我们忘记我们是在服事。
Therefore, when busy, the first reminder to ourselves is that don't let our work distract our service.
接着马大在这边说，他说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
Martha went on to say, "Lord, don't you care that my sisters left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me."
在忙碌当中，我们会有第二个一个症状问题 symptom 是抱怨，或是我们中文说怨天尤人。
When busy, our second tendency is to complain.
在这里，马大既生气，玛利亚不来帮他忙，他也生气，耶稣都不 care， 都不管，为什么耶稣不叫玛利亚来帮忙
？Here, Martha was not only angry at Mary for not helping, but she was also angry at Jesus for not caring enough to tell Mary to help her.
所以我们在忙碌的时候，不只容易抱怨、怨天尤人，其实受最大的影响的是。我们跟人跟我们神的关系
When we are busy, it's easy to complain, ending up hurting most the relationship we have with others and with God.
在每天所有的这些事情当中，神要我们看重的是什么呢？
In our daily lives, what does God want us to value most?
是我们需要做的事物 tasks， 还是我们跟人跟神的关系 relationship？
Is it the tasks that we must do or the relationship we have with people and with God?
我们都知道耶稣给我们一个最大的诫命是什么。
We all know what's the greatest commandment that God gave us.
他说我们要用我们的全心，用我们的心灵，用我们所有的意志，用我们的力量来爱主我们的神。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
他说其次，但是在马太福音的翻译是说一样 equivalent， 其次就是说要爱人如己。
Love your neighbor as thyself。
他说再也没有比这两条更大的诫命。
There is no commandment greater than these。
意思就是说，神要我们在我们每天生活当中最看重的就是这两件事情。
So God really wants us to focus the two most important things in our life.And that's love God and love people.
就是我们跟神跟人都能够有一个爱的关系。
That we'll have a loving relationship with our God and with others.
但是在我们实际生活当中，我们知道不是这样子的。
But in our daily lives, we know that's not the case.
我不知道今天早上每个人到了教，到了学校，到了公司，我们的上司，我们的教授跟我们在谈的是什么。
Will you go to work, go to school?What do you talk about?
我们在谈事物，我们所需要做的事情。
We often talk about the tasks that we need to do.
你这个研究做得怎么样？做好没有？什么时候可以做好
？Is the research done? How did it go?
我们在工作的时候，是这个 project 进度如何？有没有什么问题？什么时候我们可以做好
？When will the project be completed?
我们跟我们上司、同事，我们谈的都是工作，都是事物。
All we talk about with our boss and colleagues are tasks.
有一次我们学员团去 NC State 学员团去帮一对来的一个学生，他们要举行婚礼，我们帮他们筹备。
One time we were helping a pair of NC State students in their wedding preparation.
到了那天，我在婚礼的时候，我还问他说：“哎，那你指导教授来的时候要做什么地方？我们要安排什么地方给他做？”
I was asking the groom, when your advisor comes, where would you like him to be seated?
他说我的指导教授不会来，不是说不会来，他不知道我结婚。
He said, I don't think my advisor knows I'm getting married.
我说为什么他不知道你结婚呢？他说我指导教授从来不谈私人的事情，我都不知道怎么样跟他讲说我要结婚。
I asked him, how come your advisor doesn't know you're getting married? And he says, my advisor never talks anything personal.
我在工作的时候有一些 manager 跟他共事两三年，我完全不知道他家里有什么人发生什么样的事情，因为他从来不提他自己的事情。
I also have colleagues and bosses like that at work. Through the years that we work together, I never know about their personal lives.
反过来，他也从来不知道我家里的事情。
And they don't know about mine either.
其实我们工作上如此，回到家呢，我们中文说有样学样。
We do the same thing when we get home.
我们夫妻见面了，我们谈的是什么？是饭煮好没有？衣服洗好没有？炒鸽好没有？
When we see each other, you know, we ask one another, is the rice cooked, the dish clothes washed and lawns mowed?
我们看到我们的小孩说功课做好没有，勤练了没有，中文学好了没有。
When we see our children, we ask, are you done with your homework, practice piano, completed the Chinese homework?
我们来到教会，今天早上我们来的时候，我们同工见面。哎，待会灵师如何？事情如何？我们谈的还是我们的服事工作。
When we meet at church, yeah, brothers, sisters, and co-workers, the first thing we ask each other is always this thing and that thing that need to be done.
真的，我们人跟人在一起谈的都是 task 事物，而不是关系 relationship.
Yes, we end up talking task and not relationship.
我们在谈恋爱的时候，我们都想要找一个能够谈心的。
When we're courting, we always want to find someone we can talk heart to heart.
所以谈心就是谈我们心中在想什么，我们现在所感觉到的是什么。
We want to share how we're feeling.
结了婚久了以后，我们不谈心，我们只谈工作。
After got married, all we talk about our tasks, not how we're feeling.
我想问大家，也包括问我自己，大家想一想，在你生命当中一个很重要的家人，或是夫妻，或是父母，或是儿女。
Let me ask you, find someone that's very important in your life, whether it be your parents, your spouse, your children.
然后想想看说，我们自己知不知道在过去的一个礼拜，他最高兴的是什么？他最难过的是什么？他最忧虑的是什么？
And let's ask ourselves,Do I know that person in the last week, what he or she most happy about, sad, or worried about?
老实说，我星期五晚上去 Duke 团契，我就分享了这句话，问他们这个问题。
The last time, what?
星期五晚上。
Oh, on Friday night, Andrew was in a fellowship, and he asked the people there about the relationship.
我回来路上，徐玉芬就问我说：“那你知道吗？”
On the way home, my wife Alice asked me, "Do you know how I feel?"
我说我知道，但我不告诉你。
Andrew replied, "I know, but I'm not sharing."
我们不止在职场上，不止在家里，不止在教会，大家有没有发现，我们祷告的时候，我们跟神说什么？
So this happened not only in our work, home, but it's happening in our prayers.
我觉得我的祷告大部分说求神保守这个，求神保守那个。我生活当中有这个有那个。我在跟神在讲的都是事情 tasks.
I feel my prayers filled with petitions about needs and tasks.
我们上一次什么时候跟神谈心呢？
When was the last time we talked heart to heart with God?
所以我们求神帮助我们在忙碌当中提醒我们。
Therefore, when busy, may God remind us.
不要让我们的事物阻碍了我们的关系。
Don't let our tasks hinder our relationship.
这个时候耶稣就回答了。
Then Jesus responded to Martha.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things.
我们很熟悉的四个字，思虑烦扰。
We're very familiar with cares and troubles.
我们事情越多，我们越忙碌，我们的思虑烦扰也越多。
When there are more to do, we get busier, our cares and worries multiply also.
我们会有思虑烦扰，常常是因为我们担心我们的工作做不完，我们的工作做不好。
We have cares and worries often because we worry about not being able to complete everything and not be able to do well.
我想很多人都记得耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻。
I'm sure most of us remember a parable Jesus shared.
讲到有一个主人到远方去，他给三个仆人按照他们的才干，一个给五千，一个给两千，一个给一千。
Jesus shared a parable concerning a master. Before he went abroad, he shared with his servants. He gave his servants different amount of silver, 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, according to their abilities.
当然，他们最后所赚回来的，有的多，有的少，但是神对这些忠心的，他评语都是一样。
Although these servants had different amounts of returns from their investments, but God's command, the master's comments to these servants were the same.
他说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
神所在意的并不是我们做事情的成果。
God's focus is not on the outcome of our work,
而是我们的心里的良善忠心。
But our goodness and faithfulness.
这世上人所在意的是追求的都是做事的成果。
In this world, what people most cared about and pursue are the results of our work.
我们在职场上，我们的上司，我们的教授，他们在意的是我们做事的成果。
At the workplace, our boss is concerned about the results of our work.
我们在家里说不定对我们儿女在意的是他们考试，他们做事的成果。
When at home with our children, we focus on their exams and their grades from their efforts.
连我们在教会久了，我们也会很在意我们在教会我们的 ministry 我们的结果成果如何。
Even at church, we become very concerned about outcomes.
但是神所在意的并不是我们做事的结果，是我们的品格，是我们的良善忠心。
However, what God cares most is not the fruit of our labor.But our character, our goodness and faithfulness.
再一次回到爱，因为什么是良善呢？良善是我们对人有爱心。
So let's go back to the basics. What is good? That's when we are kind and loving toward others.
所谓忠心呢，是我们有一个爱神的心。
What's faithfulness? That's when we have a loving heart toward God.
所以又回到我们内心的原来的动机，是不是出于爱？
Comes back to the internal motive. Is it from love?
我们如果翻翻《使徒行传》，我们实在是非常欣赏彼得。他后来改变之后，他在初代教会，他出去传福音，三千个人受洗，五千个人信主。
In the book of Acts, it mentioned that in the early days of church, the first time Peter shared the gospel, more than 3,000 people were baptized.In another time, another 5,000 people believed in him.
我想我们今天很羡慕有这样子的一个传道人，有这样一个布道家。我们也希望我们教会有这样子的牧师。
We often admire such evangelists. We also hope very much this kind of effectiveness from our church evangelism.
希望能够有这样子的一个果效。
We hope to have this kind of results.
但是我们往下看，没有多久，我们看到教会有一个执事叫做斯提凡。
But if we continue to read, we know about a deacon named Stephen.
他非常的忠心，爱神，他也爱人，在照顾那所教会里面这些弟兄姐妹。
He was very faithful and loving to God and others.
他被诬告被捉拿，他借着申诉的机会，那所向他们传福音。
He was falsely accused and arrested, but he tried to seize the opportunity and share the gospel to others.
我们都知道那个故事，他还没有说完，话都没有说完，就被拖到城外，被石头打死了。
But before he could even finish, he was pushed out of the city and stoned to death.
如果我们从果效来看，我觉得彼得很有果效。如果我们教会碰到斯提凡这件事情，我想我们要开检讨会。
If we look purely from effectiveness of the evangelistic ministry viewpoint, Peter was effective, Stephen was ineffective.
但是从神的眼光来看，不管彼得，不管斯提凡，都是他良善忠心的仆人。
But from God's perspective, both Peter and Stephen are good, faithful servants.
记不记得斯提凡殉道的时候，他看到天上开了，耶稣站在神的右边，他在那边迎接斯提凡。
When Stephen was martyred, he saw the heaven opening up. Jesus was in heaven, standing in the right side of God.Welcoming him.
在神眼中，神看重的是什么？
In the eyes of God, what did God value the most?
我们在彼此提醒，不是成果，而是我们的良善忠心。
It's not the result, but goodness and faithfulness.
有很多人看过《标杆人生》这本书，《The Purpose-Driven Life》。
Many of us have read the book Purpose-Driven Life.
我很喜欢这句话，他说：“对神忠心呢，并不保证带来工作上甚至是侍奉上的成功。”让我们不要专注在这个暂时的荣光上。
Pastor Rick Warren stated in this book, faithfulness to God does not guarantee success in a career or even in ministry. Never focus on temporary crowns.
今天我们所做的工作，我们的服事，或有好的结果，或是祝福了许多的人。
What we have worked or served today may have good results or may have blessed many.
有些时候我们所做的没有什么成果，没有什么果效。
Sometimes we may not see any end result or any effects.
但是神真正在意的是我们的良善，我们的忠心。
But what God really cares about is our goodness, faithfulness.
所以让我们不要跟别人比。
So let us not compare ourselves to others.
只要我们是出于爱神爱人的心。
As long as we act from a loving God, a source of loving people.
如果我们清楚神托付我们的是什么
if we're clear about what God entrusted us,
不要去做那些神没有托付我们的
don't do what God did not ask us to do.
我们按照神给我们的时间、能力、尽己所能做到最好，这就是良善忠心。
If we do our best in the time He gave us, with the abilities He has given us, then we have done goodness and faithfulness.
今天我们是想要得到人的称赞呢，还是想要得到神的称赞？
So today, do you want to get men's praise or do you want to get praise from God?
人称赞我们的成果，神称赞我们的良善忠心。
Men praise our results, but God praise our goodness and faithfulness.
今天我们在意的，我们 focus 的是什么呢？
What is our focus today?
所以盼望我们放下我们心中这些思虑烦扰，不要在意我们事情做得完，是不是做在意我们可以做得好。
So let us cast aside our worries and cares. Don't focus on the results.
我们只专心在我们是不是在神面前做一个良善忠心的仆人。
But let us concentrate whether or not we.Did all this because of goodness and faithfulness.
不要让我们的成果影响了我们的心态。
Don't let our result influence our attitude.
最后一句话，耶稣在这里说，但是
Finally, Jesus said.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
我想问弟兄姐妹，耶稣在这里边讲的不可少的一件是什么呢？
What is this Jesus called only one thing that's essential or needed?
这个上好的福分是什么呢？
What is this a better blessing Jesus referring?
有人说是像玛利亚一样能够专心听到。
Some say it's like Mary.Concentrated listening to the teaching.
有人是说能够跟神跟人有一个爱的关系。
Some say it is with God and with others a loving relationship.
我想都是对的。
I think they're both right.
但是有一个更广义的解释呢。
I think the broader explanation is
让我们借着神的话语，借着跟神有一个爱的关系，能够用神的眼光来看我们周遭的一切的事情。
Through the hearing of the word of God, having a loving relationship with God, so that we can see all things from God's perspective.
我们如果用神的眼光来看，就发现工作忙碌并不是一切。
If we can see from God's perspective, we would know that work is not everything, busyness is not everything.
很多人都很熟悉在传道书这段经文说，凡事都是虚空。人一切劳碌就是在他日光之下的劳碌有什么益处呢？
We're all very familiar with what's recorded in Ecclesiastes. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors in which they toil under the sun?
如果我们只以工作为生命的中心，以忙碌 来充满我们的人生，我们所得到的只是虚空，只是极重的劳苦。
If only work is the center of our lives, busyness fills our daily living, we will have obtained just vanity, just very heavy toil.
其实，在传道书有一个很重要的转折，就是日光之下跟天下 under the heaven.
Actually, there's a turning point within Ecclesiastes talking the difference between under the sun and under the heaven.
Under the sun, 日光之下是用人的眼光来看，但是天下 under the heaven 是用神的眼光来看。
What's under the sun is from the man's perspective. What's under heaven is from God's perspective.
如果我们以神为我们生命的主
，If God is the Lord of our lives，
我们所做的是出于爱心的服事，我相信我们的生命是一个丰盛的生命。
Whatever we do is out of love for our God, then we'll have an abundant life.
但是我们是出于自我，只是为了自己自私的工作忙碌，那真的是虚空。
But if we do out of selfish desires and motives, then it's all vanity.
神看重的是什么呢？
What does God value?
当然我们刚刚所提到的关系爱，但是还有一个就是我们生命的建造。
Of course, we talked about the relationship and the love, but another thing is the character building in our lives.
我们很在意我们所做的工作。
We concentrate on the work we do.
但是保罗曾经在他的书信说，我们才是神的工作。
But we are the work of God.
我们是不是在这个生命当中，让神不断地雕琢琢磨，让我们不断成长？
In our lives, are we allowing God to help us grow and build our lives?
让我们像神一样能够定睛在永恒，让我们在我们的生命当中看重，而且来从事那些有永恒价值的事。
So that we can see things from God's perspective and see what things have eternal value.
所以让我们不要让我们的忙碌占据了我们的生命。
So let's not let our busyness dominate our life.
在英文有一个字，专业的翻译方式叫做 occupation。
There's an English word occupation。
我们常常让 occupation occupy our life。
Occupation 占据我们的生命。
Yeah, don't do that。我们让神来充满我们的生命。
Let God fill our lives。
平常我在中文部讲到，常常会讲得很长。
A lot of times when I preach, I preach over time.
我知道今天有一些翻译，所以我准备得很短。
But today I try to be brief because I know I have an interpreter.
但是今天最后结束前，我跟大家分享一个故事。
But I want to share a short story with you.
我记得二十几年前，刚我从台湾来到美国，来到这个教会。
I remember 20 years ago when I first came to the United States. I came to the church.
那时候我就听到说，哎，我们在不是 Labor Day Weekend， 在 Memorial Weekend， 我们那时候教会去参加一个 Lynchburg 的退休会。
At that time, it's not the retreat is not held at Labor Day Weekend, but Memorial Day Weekend. It's held at Lynchburg, Virginia.
不是我们自己教会，而是跟很多东南区的很多的教会一起。我在座有很多以前的弟兄姐妹都去过。
I'm sure a lot of us have attended that retreat. It's not just done by our church, but it's a group of churches.
那时候我记得是第一次去参加的时候，他们主办单位知道说我在我们教会领司，所以他说你能不能在 Lynchburg 退休会当中领司。
Even though it was the first time I attended the retreat, but because they knew I was a choir director here, they asked me if I could lead the choir there.
那时候我二十几岁，我想说，哎，我在教会领，以前我在台湾领司，领司没有问题啊，说好，我没有问题，我答应。
At that time, I thought, well, you know, I do lead the music here and there in Taiwan and here, no problem, I can do it.
我还记得那天星期五傍晚开到 Lynchburg 那个会场。
I remember that Friday evening when we're driving toward Lynchburg.
那个主办单位的同工跟我问好。
The coordinator asked how I was doing.
然后就跟我说，明天早上你领司。
He told me, tomorrow morning you will lead the music.
但是呢，我们在这个地方中英文部的人都有，所以你领事的时候，你中英文都要讲。
And he asked me, he said, because we have English speaking, Chinese speaking people attending the retreat, you will have to speak in both English and Chinese.
我一下子震惊，因为我中文没有问题，但是我刚来美国，要我用英文领诗，我从来没有做过。
I was in shock because even though I led music all the time, it was always being Chinese. And here I just came to the United States and you're asking me to speak in English also.
所以我心中在想的是，我怎么做好这一件工作？
So in my mind, I'm thinking, how can I complete this work?
我已经忘了说我领诗是要带弟兄姐妹进入敬拜，进入聚会当中。
I totally forgot that the purpose of my leading the music is to bring brothers and sisters into the worship.
我把它当作工作，然后那天晚餐我吃不下。
Because I thought I looked at it as work, I couldn't eat that night, no appetite.
那我就开始抱怨。
And then I start to complain.
为什么这同工不早一点跟我说
？Why didn't the coordinator tell me earlier？
为什么这个？为什么那个
？Yeah, this and that in my mind.
然后许玉芬就带着笑容跟我说：“哎呀，你不要担心。
”And then my wife Alice tried to comfort me.
我跟他说，为什么在这个时候你还笑得出来
？She tried to comfort me with a smile, and I told her, "Why are you smiling at this time?"
Complain, complain, complain.
I was full of complaints.
我停下来要说，其实过去二十几年，有多少次许玉芬她的笑容救了我？但是那时候不知道，我那时候只还是在 complain.
Looking back at this 20-some years of marriage, a lot of times.Would say I was comforted by Alice's smiles, but at that time I wasn't.
我真的是思虑、烦恼、worry、upset.
I was upset and worried.
星期五晚上那天晚上聚会，我完全听不下讲员讲什么。我一直在想说，我明天要怎么办
？The whole Friday evening, I could not hear anything. I just thought about what am I going to do next day.
我还是蛮同情很多筹备预备。退休会的同工，这个周末他们去，我觉得有些人说不定我们在这边可以得到更好的休息。
I'm thinking about the brother and sister that went to the retreat this weekend. Actually, we'll probably feel more rested here.
但是我记得那天晚上我听不下，直到那个讲员讲这个故事。
I remember I could not.Receive anything that night until I heard this story preached that night.
我听到耶稣说
I heard Jesus said,
Andrew, Andrew, 你为什么为这么多的事情思虑愁烦
Andrew, Andrew, why are you letting all these cares and worries trouble you?
我的神的平安那个时候在我心里才开始做主
Then I felt the peace from God in my heart.
二十几年过去了，生命一样是忙，工作一样是忙。
20 years have gone by, lives are still busy.
但是我觉得从那个时候开始，我一直不断的求神来提醒我，提醒我们这四样事情。
But all through these years, I kept praying to God to remind me of these four things.
今天在我们周围的人，他们在每天看重的是工作，是事物。是成果。
Today, the people around us, every day, they toil and focus on work, tasks, and results.
其实神今天也有托付要我们所做的事情，但是在我们所做的事情当中，要看重的是什么呢
？For the children of God, He also entrusted work to us today, but He wants us to focus on
因着爱心为神所做的服事
doing because of love for God.
是我们跟神跟人的关系
forming a relationship with God and men
是我们心中良善忠心的态度
and we're serving with the attitude of goodness and faithfulness
真的是让我们不要单单专注在这个忙碌当中而能看重神要我们看重的
let us in everyday lives and work not just solely focus on our daily busyness but can esteem what God values most
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你今天早上让我们有这个机会一起再一次来看这个简单的一个简短的故事。
Dear Heavenly Father, again we thank you for this opportunity to review this short story.
但是这故事在我们每个人生命当中那么常常的发生。
But this story is repeated in our daily lives often.
我们所看重的都是我们生命中的工作。
We tend to focus on the work.
我们看到的是我们需要做的事情
The needed things to be done.
我们心中有的是抱怨。
Our hearts are filled with complaints.
我们有的是思虑愁烦。
Filled with worries and cares.
但是你说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到你这里来。
But you have promised that those who are troubled and labored can come to your throne.
因为你要我们做的不是工作，是出于爱心为神而做的服事。
Because what you want from us is not work, but out of love and service to you.
你要我们看重的不单单是我们需要做的这些事情，而是我们跟神跟人的关系。
You want us not to focus on just tasks, but the relationship we have with others and with you.
我们周围的人，甚至我们自己，有些时候看重的只是结果。
Oftentimes, the people around us and even ourselves, we focus on results.
我们知道所有的结果其实都在你的手里，神，你看重的是我们的心态。
But we know that you are in control of the results. What you value most is our goodness and faithfulness.
求神今天早上再一次让我们得安息，但是也让我们能够张开我们属灵的眼睛。
We pray that today you would give us rest, but you also open our spiritual eyes.
让我们看到工作忙碌不是一切。
Let us see that work and business is not all.
而看到神，你要我们看到了，从神眼中看到那永恒价值的生命。
But let us see from your perspective what has eternal value.
盼望不只在今天早上，更是在我们每天生活当中不断地来提醒我们。
May this be our prayers, not just for today, but for the rest of our lives.
我们这样祷告，都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.